Oh my God, what am I doing? Hi, there's something I've been wanting to make a video on for a while. It's been a couple of weeks since I first discovered it, and then in doing a bit of research, I realized that this was sort of a story maybe 3 years ago. And then in doing some more research on the wider topic, this is something that people have known about for a while that I was not very aware of. I was on Twitter and something popped up in my feed about Sandra Bullock's having what was called a penis facial,
What did you say?
where she was using a skincare product that uses stem cells that come from the foreskin of a baby, particularly a Korean baby somewhere, and she jokingly referred to it as a penis facial and made some quip on Ellen's talk show about "Give me the penis." When she said it was very interesting watching the audience reaction, and I want my video to point out three things: the audience reaction in this particular interview and what I think it says, the reaction of the public, I guess you'd say the common people, and then the media, like the mainstream media, and then also how I think not morality itself, because I think the basic definition of do no harm unto another person, and the definition of property rights coming from ownership over the self, that is always constant, and then a lot of our moral rules stem from that. But how people's relation to morality sort of changes over time, and I think that ties into what the media is saying. So let's first watch a video.
It is an extraction from a piece of skin that came from a young person far, far away, and they somehow figured out how to extract.
It's foreskin from a Korean baby. That's what it is.
People laugh very often when they're uncomfortable to dispel the feeling of unease. So I want to point out that the audience, and her as well, and Ellen, they're all very clear that what they're saying is a bit off, because they wouldn't have that like reaction to it. It's to say, oh, it's okay. You know, it's like, oh, that sort of tickled something in my brain, but it's okay. Now, this is a perfect example of what I call selective outrage. I'm aware other people use that term, but this is really the perfect example for what's going to be very obvious to you guys, in that if this were something done by a man, if a man was wanting to fix their baldness, for example, by using the stem cells generated from a baby girl when she was mutilated, is what the term they would use for it. They wouldn't say circumcised, they would use the term mutilated. They, meaning society in general. If he were using that for his vanity, because that's also what's happening here, society would be outraged, particularly people who claim to be for feminism, who go on about what's happening in lots of countries around the world, particularly in Africa, and also in some first world countries, when people come over and bring their culture with them and people don't want to offend them, so they let them carry on with the practices that they had. This is all about the blind spot that people have when it comes to women versus men. For one, women are more nurturing, so people don't really see them as partaking in evil acts in the same way as they do with men. And yes, I know men in general tend to commit more violent acts, but it doesn't mean that women don't do this as well. What's interesting is that if I go and actually look through the comments, I can find lots of people who are pretty upset about what's happening and they think it's really gross. By the way, I think it's very gross. But, and I think it's wrong. But the media, even though there were some publications that covered the story, it wasn't as much as I think it would have been if it were the other way around. People would use that to tie into their whole idea of a patriarchy and the oppression of women, for example. But it doesn't matter when a celebrity goes on stage who is female on a show and talks about it. So I I'm not gonna call, say, Sandra Bullock's or Kate Blanchett evil. I actually think that a lot of what we do in our world is really bad, but we just haven't realized it yet. I'm not really frustrated with them, even though I am. And I think that they are placing their vanity over, say, the knowledge of the state of the baby boy, when what's happening to him is happening to him. They don't actually know. They don't understand how that person, little person, was feeling at that time. And that person, the baby boy, could not consent. And that's the key thing. If you want to be for circumcision, okay. But a baby cannot consent to that. And they will feel the effects later in life. And then maybe they'll be okay with it. Of course, they will already be biased because someone who cared about them did this to them. Also not calling the parents evil. I'm also not calling the parents evil. But they can't consent. And that's a big point I want to make. They cannot consent to it. And this is a decision that will affect them later on in their lives. I don't want to get into the arguments for it. I think it's pretty clear cut that it's exactly the same thing that occurs in female genital mutilation. You are removing a part of the body that's there, that's obviously there for a reason, because nature doesn't waste anything. And it is highly unlikely that it evolved for no purpose. So I just find it weird. It's weird that the same logic doesn't apply here, when I know, and I think you know too, that if it were a man doing this, something like this to a baby girl, or participating in what's being done to a baby girl, it just wouldn't fly. It wouldn't fly, and you would hear tons about it. I tried to dig a little bit further, and apparently foreskins have been being used in skincare products for a long time. Apparently Oprah carries some kind of facial cream that also uses foreskin, and also that it's used in medical research. So there are lots of products that will say that they don't have animal testing, but they do use human testing, as in the foreskin of a baby. One of the people who produces this beauty penis facial, Georgia Louis, did specify that it's cloned foreskin. I guess she has the secondary derivative off the initial actual cut piece of skin. I don't really think it matters for the argument that I'm making. I saw an article talking about the benefits of it, for example, in medical research, and there's something that stood out to me about treating burn victims, and I don't think that takes away from the fact that it's wrong, even if you can find the good parts of it and understand why people could see the benefit of it. You still have to come back to your principles about how you treat a human being. Just because it's useful doesn't mean it's not wrong. It's useful because stem cells are ones that haven't been specialized yet for their various purpose, say to form a certain kind of tissue that works in a certain way for a certain organ in the body. So they're used for their generative purposes and the growth that occurs, since they're still at that stage where they're not one type of cell yet, but a type of cell that can become many other type kinds of cells that work. It's like people are giving justifications because they know it's wrong. It's like the same thing with the laugh to me. They're doing those things because they know something feels off about what they're doing. And again, I'm not calling these people horrible. I think there are tons of things that we sort of ignore to live our lives because life is somewhat traumatic. Not that there aren't a lot of wonderful experiences to have, but you can't walk around every day thinking about all the horrible things that are occurring, or else you probably couldn't function. But I just wanted to point this out. I found this thing. I thought it was really gross. It actually really bothered me. And when I watched that interview and I saw how the audience reacted, I felt like in that moment, that uncomfortable laughter was a symbol of how the media can push people to feel so much outrage about certain things and then are totally quiet on another thing. I think that first of all, there's a blind spot when it comes to men and women and the pain that they experience in society in general, but then also want to point out how much of a role the media plays, because if they had just drummed up attention on this story, it would have been a much bigger deal. Something that I really wanted to compare was the sort of sexual jokes that I saw in some of the articles where they were talking about, oh, this is the best facial I ever had. Seriously, just imagine a man making these sorts of jokes and making, you know, like references to sex if he were using the parts of a baby girl's vagina. I know some people are like, you're making a big deal out of nothing, but I just want to point out the inconsistency in the logic. I'm not calling these people evil. I'm just saying, think about how society trains you to react to certain things and then sort of just let other things slide by. That is the culture of selective outrage that we live in. So thank you for watching. I hope that made a whole bunch of sense. And I hope that what you take away from this video is to think about that. Think about what our attention is directed towards versus what it's not, even when it's the same situation, if you follow the line of logic and thinking. Don't forget to subscribe. Smash the like. Smash subscribe. And don't forget that you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, and I'm on lots of other video sharing platforms as well. Don't forget to donate to the channel at justthinkingoutloud.tv/donate. I really appreciate your viewership, whatever the word is, and I'm glad to be able to have these conversations with people across the world, basically. So thank you guys. Have a good day. Goodbye.